So I've got 30 minutes, and I'm going to address the subject of privilege, and in particular, the work product privilege. But it's almost impossible to talk about the work product privilege without also talking about the attorney-client privilege, because there's a lot of overlap, and you really need to compare one to the other. And I'm going to try to address them both in the context of the state court rules, as well as the federal, so you can get some understanding of the differences in some areas and the nuances of the two. And when I looked at the schedule, I know I'm half an hour of ethics, so that tells me a lot, but also wonder how relevant is this to this group? In other words, how many of you all get involved in dispute work where you actually have to either try to overcome someone's assertion of attorney work product or the party's work product or the attorney-client privilege, or you're trying to protect it? If I could have a show of hands, how many actually do dispute work where that's going to be relevant? Okay, good. So I'm gonna try to focus on y'all. No, we'll make it interesting. If you want to ask questions during the course of it, please just jump in. And I've got quite a few slides here, but I'm going to have to kind of fast forward through a few of them to get everything in 30 minutes. So the first thing we need to understand, and I think a lot of this is rudimentary to you all that deal with it, but it's always good to come back and visit it because there are a lot of strategic things we need to think about when we get a notice of a claim or actual litigation, and it could even, you know, move toward an arbitration. You know, a lot of the most damning pieces of evidence would be ones that you might have to turn over that are perhaps borderline work product.